She's roused to write on call for performance. The poet needs summoning from mental torpor and welcomes a structure which she creates with dogged attention. She's also given her students the same assignment, to write every day within the same hour in the same spot. One woman never strays from the laundry closet. John Cage is quintessential artist of this century, likely the most innovative. His passivity, if you could call it that, both gentle and active. His work is fierce. She pays homage in a kind of twilight meditation. Whatever sounds come out of her, composed in a chance operation to accompany an evening of his music. His work gives permission to speak of the animal sounds inside her. She is also at an interstice with the sounds of Gertrude Stein ringing in the ear. Stein is such a man. Cage seems the androgynous alchemist. Dear John Cage, what? Time me, time. Individual who is effective, drama, drama, but with a turn of gentry pretension. Who is what? Patrician etiquette, quest, metaphysical entity, cultural artifacts. I want to tell you a story. Henry David Thoreau is one of them. And what? And what? And what? And what? I was a hidden treasure, and I love to be known, so I created the world. Tiled tight was words then, his thought plucked a string. Dear John Cage, what? Inverts the piano, 1 minute away awaits a wit. Thursday, a mix and a rehearsal. Minute number succumbs, I go under. Dear John Cage invited my voice in. 9:10 p.m., he invites my voice in. It was a steady thing. It was a ill, real thing. No, I don't, I don't, I don't, I don't, I don't, I said living. No, I don't, I don't, I don't, I don't, I said living. You mean go moan the wounded animal. You go down baboon revelation. It was a setup. You set yourself up. Pieces of an hour. You got taken in, you got made over every moment, every moment, every moment, every moment, I let go. I said it. What? Did you say it? It was a hill, real thing. It was a metal contradictory. It was meeting you to do lunch. Do lunch. If you could ever do anything, do lunch. Do a book, do moving. And you are moving with a slower animal's atrophy on the old machine. Did it what? Did I say it what? Dear John Cage, the language of idea. I was not afraid of being an intimate boundary. Cage, who is a man not caged? Who is a woman not were? Cage, who is a man not caged? Who is a woman not were? Cars took off their delicate sheaves. I am the sleeves of his ear tonight and driving. The world is a more humming place. We thank you for it. How good is it? Did he travel? 9:45 p.m. He invites my voice in. Let them be three, let them be three, let them be three and me. Caged. Who is a man not caged? Who is a woman not were? The woman has, the woman hasn't, the woman has, the woman hasn't, the woman has, the woman hasn't, that woman has a conversational propriety. Hasn't. He calls me. I will write then stop. I will write then stop. I will write then stop. Om, ein, gring, kling,
Chamundaya Vijaya.
White toad, what, who, or blind, who is a cage? A piano is not a planet, but a planned network. What animal beckon you here? How many pieces of an hour?
I will write them. Stop!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the August 2024 edition of Poet Radio. My name is Chris Funkhauser, host of this show on WGXC since 2015. This month's program celebrates Anne Waldman, who you've just heard reading a work titled Pieces of an Hour. I can think of numerous reasons for celebrating Anne's literary accomplishments. She's author of dozens of energetic books. Her work as an educator includes co-founding the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics at Naropa, where she has taught for 50 years, as well as her work as an activist on numerous fronts. I met Anne in 1985 and took her classes at Naropa's summer writing program the next year. She and Allen Ginsberg were not only extraordinary in the classroom, but were also my first meditation instructors. Her presence has been very important to me over the past four decades. The idea for the show partly stems from last month's program, which was derived from the Funk's Soundbox version archival. After playing those terrific recordings from that micro archive, I began to wonder what else was in the soundbox that deserves a larger audience. Many of other substantial recordings have either been aired or shared at Penn Sound, but for tonight I've unearthed a November 1996 recording that you'd only have heard if you were deeply engaged with the soundbox. In my last year as a doctoral student at SUNY Albany, Anne Waldman came to town to lead a seminar and to do two readings, one at SUNY's Page Hall and one at the QE2 nightclub. Documentation of the QE2 show, where I was one of Waldman's collaborators, does exist, though I don't have a copy of it. The seminar is posted on the soundbox, as is what I'll be presenting tonight. Excerpts from Waldman's Page Hall reading, which took place on Thursday, November 14th, 1996. As is my custom then and now, I set up one of my tape machines and recorded the performance.
Zzz, touch a nerve. Zzz, mashallah. Like Lanth the sinner. Zzz, go on. I was a gap in my own life. Dear Miss Waldman, Happy New Year. Here's a check for January. Please let me know any new plans regarding the apartment. Report the letter item. And the boy speaks. I'm really sick. I'm wounded. Get some mint leaves. They'll cure you. It's too late, almost. I'm shot bad. We have medicine in the wagon, dresses his wound. Feeling any better? Twist it up more. I'm gonna get me some new weapons. Who's the enemy now? The new religion. Yeah, pray to a dollar bill. Jesus saves, Allah ain't a novelist too, but look, Buddha's just a guy. Anyway, it's all robotical war now. It's all robotical war now. Now, he said, you are the nightmare and the dream. I dream this way and give advice to the tribe in the morning. Young men, throw away the rifle and lance. Take back your lasso of the reindeer herdsman, your harpoon of the seal hunter. The spirits will help you. Your pronunciation will change. In a small voice, you will nurse the children. Dear Anne, and the idea of Naropa Institute. I'm on my way, on my way. I've been sending you clippings and haiku as a warning, your undercover poet. I'm on my way. Remember a couple of years ago? I've been through so much since then. Maybe it was three or four. Ray Manzarek and Michael McClure were to teach a workshop. I was on my way to find that form. But something happened. The video police kicked down the walls, broke into my bedroom, my composing room, kidnapped,
drugged and brainwashed me. They had me eating garbage on Venice Beach, dragged me off to LA County Jail, had me hallucinating on a combination of drugs and what I think was virtual reality. So they kicked their way into my brain too, and I've got an elementary lecture on segregation, oil power, 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 $100,000, power, power, and I'm in the psych unit right now. I hope this is not permanent. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 bo, bo. All the men ride my mind, yet death is death, fire is about that high. I am Hermes' daughter, ask the cards and more, just the way I go into a museum. Nobody knows when my card started, and also ask the dictionary, which rescues me, which saves me, it knows me. As a kid, I remember identifying the earliest I can recall with Donald Duck. And now I realize this was probably because he was the classic imaginative fuck-up, never gave the lie to the adult male myth we were brought up to admire, never had a job, got by somehow, had amazing adventures, never took maturity seriously, even when the nephews put him down for his lack of serious plans, abilities, etc. In fact, they were more adult in outlook than he was, what with their junior woodchuck book of rules, etc. And then I suppose I had the usual peer group film heroes, cowboys mostly at this point, but I doubt even then I thought of them as just some kind of possible future model for myself, just that furious wish I felt for a few moments coming out of the theater. You accept the language that is spoken around you and that you speak, you deal with it in language. The cold order loosens, the straps, they are heavy, they were dark, they loosen. His head is high up on a post, a veritable hern. How gnarly, take it down tonight. It ties to what you were saying, loosen, loosen. A clench was open as he stroked the grizzly, hand held upon, loosened and lighter. Inner heart is bursting, not needed, but doors, the moon is getting to you. He-man, arise in a prying sense. You reduce me to an object of desire, but I come back again. Never reject anything. You reduce me to an object of desire. You slave under the illusion of every beauty mark, every defect to catch me unawares, off guard. You control the arrangement of room, of meal, of conversation. Ideas come to you. The fixation is complete in its optimism, in its colonial offerings. I am the little colony. Who will save me? Who inhabits my oil wheel? My oil wells, my missionary zeal, who indeed surfaces to take my hand and walk me across the desert, then across the plains. The earth is a bed and a grave, and I am calm again. I was the vessel for his wind. Just tell me that. It was a torrent inside me. Just tell me that. Just tell me that. Give me that. Om Vajrasattva Samaya, a vow to light the mind. Are you satisfied? Just tell me, and that you are a satisfied one beyond monotheism. Mother, guess what? What? Chicken butt, Ambrose. Shut up, Mama, shut up, I've got to hear the score. Funny voice he's got. Mom, sports announcers have to be antsy-pantsy. Mom, you want them in a slow voice saying, he made a basket, oh joy, let's sing kumbaya. Hey, look, Scottie Pippen soaks up the play. Jordan shot a pointer and made it, but Drexler can't shoot worth a blank a blank. My grandmother can shoot better than that. What's the hustle board? Oh, Mom, look, Mama, there, where? Chicken hair. Bulls lead 82-78. No, go, Blazers. Oh, sweet, let their defense ignite the offense. Scottie Pippen is now 0-for-3 from the line. Gnarly. See somebody's fist on the screen? Awesome, I mean, down to the wire. You heard the man. The fourth quarter is gonna be interesting. Sweet. Finally, I needed to tell you about my trip to the hospital. Rat that could be. Queen, not doubt, solves it like surgeon whose knife is Himalayan, whose knife aberrants you. Twist down, crumble, go bleak under blade, enter his doctoring charnel ground right now. Metal or edge to be born to, blind to, they cover my eyes with antiseptic masks. Hospital sky, blue, all rack tenses, blind to boundary. Space, is it or just space? What jackal lingers there? What jackal and knife turn again to drink ventricle, metal to bone, what soft was it flesh got made love to a mic before it sings its pleasure cry to kill, to cure. It lies on any edge you care a mention. Break, sign, blood, ink, settle, restitute, mores. Your custom is a clutch. Hand, no jewelry, swings up to beat him back. Face, no makeup allowed. Grimaces and twisted smile to contort him further. Dear surgeon, doctor, God, I have not really sinned. And the Arab girl's tumor, as recorded by Roman analyst Diodorus Siculus, bursts open to reveal male genitals. She changes her name, dons men's clothes, and joins the cavalry. Don't take this breast! Underneath, a man. How many times? Oh, doctor, trick, blood, cheat, money, leave the room. Send the bill. Can I go? Send the bill tomorrow. Can I go right now? Send it. I want to go. Let me go. Die a death. Itemized. Charge. I go now. Unstrap me. Let me go. Exist on cold slab. Who I call back? Ancestor. Ancestor. Who called? Wrought steel, surgical award. I cry to my ancestors, and then I cry to them, revenge. The maritime Koryak took ordinary stones instead of wives, dressed them in clothes, then took them to bed to caress. I dress the cold stone in the hospital gown, place it quietly on the operating table, and leave the room to blunt the knife. The devil's working overtime. The devil's working overtime. He's working harder than he did a year ago. Yeah, that's sure. Mm-hmm. That sure is true. The devil, he's working overtime. He's working triple time, quadruple time. Yeah, he working. Yeah, he work. He working. He's got plenty to do. He's a busy one. He plenty to do. The devil's working overtime. That's sure. Oh, sure. That's sure. And he working. He working. He is. And it's a dark, 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 dark time. He's everywhere and working harder than every minute, every second, triple time, quadruple time. He working. Oh, he working. Oh, you sinner man. Oh, you sinner man, you sinner woman too, you a sinner too. Oh, God's children a sinning, and don't you doubt a people, you a sinning. Oh, yes, he is, he surely is, he's a working overtime. Mm-hmm. Force of the devil you see between people every day, between man and his wife, between man and his boss, brother, brother, father, son, sister and sister, mother and daughter. Don't you see it? And you see it, so much trouble everywhere. That's the devil, and he working overtime. And you gotta push him out of here. Push, push against the darkness. You gotta be strong against that devil, cause he working overtime. He is, oh, push, push against the darkness. And push, push against the darkness. Go for the light. Great barracuda under there, he points. Dark shape in shadow under sea. Up for air, takes tube out of mouth there, he says. Treads water, hands suddenly out in the air. This big. Humans inhabited this area long before Columbus's arrival. Indians migrating northward in canoes from South America landed on St. John as early as 710 BC. They hunted and gathered food primarily from the sea. Introduced to a woman on the beach, she looks up, I'm writing a manual. She's channeling Emmanuel. Emmanuel told me to take a 5-year sabbatical, the man said. The devil, oh yes it is. A boat named Fetched Frangipani, flamboyant termite nest, sensitive plant lime tree from India 400 years ago, sensitive plant again, that salt pond brick of coral bay leaf. Justice is the enemy, but there's a child in you. Oh, he working overtime that this ode not a road. Nudge a banana, twit flits, hits. Bowl of nuts, a fast heart, bold thief, a pinnacle, crusty, the beginning of her reign. Netty way to scold, now incident, cross a wire, sap of life, soups on suspicion, sets up nose awry, a squall, knew I'd never see him alive again, so door shut was turned, mystic face of him, alert in all my time, oh, cavern domain, she, a fish hides, oh yes, she flashes, dark milk, she, dart milk, she blue tint, stealth display, hiding like a fish, ode of coral, not a road. But bright was sepia flash, hazy color, being born, head was too big, cut open my mother, too big, couldn't fit through the doorway. Doorway was small, and Zena saw the Maharishi. He was a golden dome in India, and they were there, some cutters, they were there going cut, 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 going cut. Willow dreamed she was in a place dancing, a prison place, but bars and walls thick of prison city, like most of its Carib neighbors. This island later supported a small population of Arawak who chose sheltered bays for villages, made pottery, practice architecture. Natalie, this is my object. I dreamed it. I dreamed about being in a little town in Switzerland, smell of new mown hay.
That was Anne Waldman reading a couple of sections from Iovis, including The Devil Working Overtime, before, after, and during the 1990s, when the reading featured on tonight's program occurred. Anne was working on these epic Iovis poems, which became a trilogy of amazing books that I cannot more recommend if you haven't read them. I love this description of the trilogy on annewaldman.org. Quote, "The Iovis Trilogy, Waldman's monumental feminist epic, traverses epics, cultures, and genres to create a visionary call to poetic arms. Iovis details the misdeeds of the patriarch and with a fierce imagination queries and subverts his warmongering. All of Waldman's themes come into focus: friendship, motherhood, politics, and Buddhist wisdom. This epic poetry that goes beyond the old injunction to include history. Its effort is to change history." Unquote. I like to tell the origin story of my connection with Anne because it was so influential. At the beginning of my fourth year of college, in 1985, I was visiting a friend in Boulder, and we walked by Naropa's campus and decided to wander in. I had no idea what the place was about, and after telling the receptionist I was interested in poetry, she dialed Waldman's office. Anne came down to meet me and then generously spent time discussing the writing program with me. I knew nothing about Waldman or her work prior to this encounter, but her encouragement was persuasive, as was the quality of the faculty. Robert Creeley, Joanne Kiger, Jim Carroll, Alice Notley, Ed Sanders, and others would be joining Ginsberg and Waldman on the summer writing program faculty the next summer. This unexpected meeting with Waldman sparked an interest in the place and began a wondrous path to the present. It is possible that had I not made that visit to Colorado and not walked by the school that day, a completely different future would have occurred for me. It's amazing to think that's possible, but it is true. Here's more Anne Waldman reading So Help Me Sappho in Albany in 1996.
And a little bit from the very beginning, which is called So Help Me Sappho. Poet continues this meditation on the nature of male energy, its attendant strife and delight, admires the strong-mindedness of Sappho as evinced by a cutting, penetrating poetry, her ability to embody the unnerving, negative, capable slogan of both whatever her actual sexuality with great aplomb. And if she did in fact run a school, all the better to compare this own writer's current situation in which she instructs poetic students to create long, complex collages made up of the fragments of, what is the comparison? Are we doing this in the service of Aphrodite, Beatrice, mistress language, or to make sense of this which in the mind is forever spinning and buzzing? And concurrently, the business of being antenna to the horrific reports from various fronts. Bosnia, the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome battlefield, issues of insurrection and gun control, Dante enters first as frequently he must to claim attention, and as reminder, through the useful auspices of his Ars Poetica, that we are making writing out of the world, out of the imagination, in a new, sweet, rude tongue. Sestina embedded within an homage to the bard Florentine's master of that particular form. Lofty teacher had put an end to his argument and was looking intently into my face, and I, as if I might seem satisfied, ho, and I, whom a new thirst was yet tormenting, was silent outwardly, and within said, perhaps the too great questioning I make irks him. I was Dante's hag with dreams of a siren adorning my skirts. And he wrote, when the geomancers see their Fortuna Major rising in the east before the dawn, by a way which short time remains dark to it, there came to me in a dream a stuttering woman with eyes squint and crooked on her feet with maimed hands and of sallow hue. And he wrote, I gazed upon her, and as the sun comforted the cold limbs which might weigh down, so my look made ready her tongue, and then set her full straight in short time, and her pallid face, even as love wills, did color. And I translated, when I had my tongue thus loosened, I began to sing, and I sang, I am the sweet siren who leads mariners astray in mid-sea. So full am I of pleasantness to hear. And sis, I said to her, my great muse, and sis, I said, I sought the wild animal and dared of love, vague for vestigial desire, a spare, sparse wheel, through woods dark, ermined ebb, singing, Calfoca immorto, I sang Calfoca immorto, but genius weak, in that new age, the new style came, altered, armed with rhyme, was alive with fire, considering men, considering women who were the warrior. They wore warrior, a brave word, and could they both resound in that name or frame? This was very Greek to me, one a huntress, another a hearthmaker, a third avenging, and the men were loving and going to do battle, but mothers are weepers and cry out for the young deity and beat their breasts, and they can find solace in that touch of women too, who understand one another, hennaed over and break like waves those words over stone, a firm rejection of prettiness, O Citrian. Furibellicus, pull of tide ever back to home and scatter a dead man's ashes. Stark contradictions glare off America's post-Cold War rage to kill. Instigator of crime, tentacles everywhere, rank anger, it uncoils from base of spine. You want some stats? 5 million prisoners in this land, 40% of children in New York State malnourished. She goes out with some dedicated folk to live like a homeless person on the Bowery. Letter from Prague, a solution perhaps lies in alchemical alembic. The Cobray M11 and the Tech 9, along with their relatives and clones, are an important subcategory of the nines. Taking long magazines, holding up to 30 cartridges, the Cobray looks like a quarter-sized milk carton turned on its side and fitted with a barrel. The Tech 9 is the same size but shaped differently, with a rounder frame, a grip set further back, and a barrel surrounded by a shroud ventilated with holes the size of nickels. Pause. Sung. The Cobray is descended from the MAC-10, which fires an astonishing 1,000 rounds per minute as an automatic weapon. Pull the trigger and the barrel jumps up, is repeated, recoils, throw the gun's weight back, try to hold it down, and it's likely to swing about, spraying its hundreds of rounds per minute across wide arcs. Harax, from Harar, to set a dog on. Hare, hare, a cry to incite mad dogs. Pause. Bernadette's dream. You, Anne, have to be in charge of this project, extracting brains and putting them in other bodies. You are in charge of replacing all the brains. This, my sister, is a monumental task. And do you have the right surgical instruments? And I have to ask again, do you have the right surgical instruments? Dear Mom, we were here and took the Scott Erickson rookie and cold spaghetti, the headless Templar knight, the alchemist medallion, the bicycle, love, Ambrose. Pause. The jungle did not have the same fear for us it had for the Allied soldiers. The Japanese had no sense of balance from being carried so much on the backs of their mothers. But the Japanese secret weapon in Malaya was the bicycle. To the retreating British, the bicycle on stones sounded like tanks and added to their fear. Pause. Intratech. A Miami company founded by Cuban exiles introduced the Tech 9 in the 1980s. Intratech claims it has sold the guns to police and military forces abroad. They like the tech's menacing appearance, the company says, because they believe it deters political street violence without bloodshed. Clintstream. Darren, Vic, Laka, and I are on our way to Tiger Stadium, Detroit. In the vast Coliseum's corridors and hallways before the game, there are advanced tantric lingam practices happening. Participants are seated on mats on the age-old baseball concrete, taking detailed instruction on phallic power practices. We could be instilled with erotic energies, thoughts, images, etc., and our erections would come off of our bodies and we would hold them in our hands and do secret power mudras with them. In our hands, our phallus implements turned to gold, yet retained the soft, fleshy texture and warm blood. Each time an exercise was completed, we retained a separate golden lingam, which we kept at our sides. Our sides rip to tear, to burst, and they come off the assembly line, the little vehicles, little dolls to fall down upon. Bow down upon that little gold idol who came from seed, from stone inside the body of all the jocks of morning. All the jocks of afternoon, of evening, bow down. It is Mecca to be here, and Puja to be here, Holy Roller to be here, Shiva Lingam. This is getting too
silly. Again, Anne Waldman reading in Albany, November 14th, 1996. It's hard to pinpoint the most influential and important transmissions Anne conveyed to students, but here's the story I probably most often tell. During one of her classes at Naropa, Waldman declared, quote, all young writers should start a magazine, unquote, implying that this was necessary in order to build networks and be engaged most fully, not only as writers, but as readers, correspondents, and distributors of contemporary work. You know, in general, just working with language all the time, one way or the other. Accordingly, just a couple of months later, I co-founded We Press with my friend Ted Farrell, which turned out to be a wide-ranging project that eventually swerved into taking on media production. We Press really became an important and stimulating part of my life, and still is. So any of you young writers out there, go start a magazine, and you never know what kind of benefits will come your way. Okay, here's the final segment of tonight's program, which is the final part of Waldman's 1996 reading. Here she's joined by musician Scott Smith, who improvises nicely with Anne's poetry. As always, it's been a pleasure to share materials from my archive with you, and you might want to go back if you've enjoyed the show and find Anne's, she was a guest on this program during the COVID lockdown, I'm going to say March 2021. You can find that on the WGXC Wavefarm archives. And hopefully you've enjoyed what you've heard this evening. I'll be back again next month. Please stay tuned to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Radio for Open Ears.
The problem after Laura writing. Shove feelings back, then pull forward to tears of years trying to get home free. Soon want home, tears say go back. I say I can't decide. Slowly, slowly, quicker, quick. Not tardily, or I won't arrive. What does lover think? Indecision. She's late. I'm late, see him, he's stern or cross, oh, to fret, so touch him soft. I'm weak, he's boss, I say, I'm not here, and me till you get here. So you decide, please, live how, heart unsure till it moves, home city, no matter, proves. Marian Moore. And reading out from a manuscript, her face, twilight beacon or alchemist stone, her offering was holy in us, for she offered light, and in the reading, a claim on us not negotiable, but held us in nimble wit and danced. From page to voice to ear, we listened, and when she stopped, fell silent. Fall. Eyed each other askance, not wanting to break it up. The it of spell, the it of impasse. She had those eyes that went right through the next thing quickly, and music inexorably. Owned. HD, split from Hesperus. She said, join us. Challenges were the word, catch, verb, fervor. Blood, trample, sway. She is precisely armed for the poem chase. This is Gertrude Stein. Ms. Stein likes it with sunlight and a kitchen. Ms. Stein is proud of you. All the chairs are in an arrangement. Ms. Stein, your night lamp's on. Ms. Stein in a handsome suit with velvet trim. Head, you were a talking Buddha. She cuts down a recent visitor with a sentence about professionalism. Ms. Stein likes it with sunlight and a kitchen. I said she was a big woman, big belly, trunk for legs, feet on the ground, sturdy pumps. She sits, legs apart on a big chair. Is she walking with a cane? Ms. Stein, holding her spine straight in Baltimore. There was always talking and sitting and talking and sitting. What was she thinking late at night? Was this a way to be working in eternity? Ms. Stein, thinking the present moment is the final reality? Ms. Stein, she thinks my ego's a sieve. I'm a big woman full of words. Lore in memoriam Elizabeth Bishop. Lore it was a mercy her bishops think it swept shores in decibels. Classicism not exempt for her brutal. No genteel arm. I have drunk too much. You too, she said. Horns of poesies got me by. She said, not encroach on this or any other turf. But love is a country, go mercy for him. and capricious. Rasp. Or it was a hinge hinted at. Maps. Boundaries. Poets are saints in the sedge. Next, we're going to have a blues. But I keep hearing up here, it keeps coming in and out, the sound, but it's okay. This is the Chittapati blues, and the Chittapati in tantric mythology are the dancing skeletons. Maybe some of you know the Day of the Dead images, the dancing skeletons there, and sort of a reminder to wake up. And this is a kind of anti-nuclear blues, let's put it that way. And there's a reference to these Chittapati dancing on the grave. So just imagine these skeletons. U.S. arsenal has over 20,000 nuclear weapons today. Oh, the U.S. arsenal has over 20,000 nuclear weapons today. It fires them up just to keep the phantom enemy away. Oh, enemy, where do you come from? Oh, enemy, where do you come from? Are you just a hallucination on the other side of everyone's pointed gun? Oh, singing those low-down clinical depression anti-nuclear ballistic missile blues. Singing those low-down marrow-sick egg mother power blues. Want this radiation to end? We'll all put on our dancing shoes. Oh, planet's got AIDS, oh, sing it to the skies. Oh, planet sick with AIDS, oh, howl it to the skies. How to cure the patient before the patient dies. Oh, B-61, B-83, W-81 advanced crew. W-80 Tomahawk, W-88 Trident II. Can't get my mind off these deadly missiles. Oh, alchemy. Oh, what ignorance wrought mankind. Transmuting gold to poison, it all begins with a mind. Send plutonium back to the alembic, purify the times. Oh, a woman gets high in her mountaintop, sings these anti-missile put-down blues. Can't keep her tongue from nagging, sing low down in a nuclear hag rot blues. But too late for that reversal, just keep dancing till the cancer grows. Oh, mama, wrathful mama, ooh. Come up from the boneyard and shake those rattling shoes. Chittapati dancing on the graves of all us ignorant fools. From the 13th century. I guard the wood so no one enters if she care not for love. I guard the woods so no one steals a floweret or green branch if she cares not for love. I love so strongly, I feel no ill wind, no heat, no cold, no moisture, no death, no apocalypse, and care for love. I guard the flowers and branches through the seasons, and care for love. You may not wear a garland of flowers unless you are in love.
There was a request to read an older piece before we end, which is called Crack in the World. Oh dear. Is there a full moon tonight? No, I know there's a very little Eastern moon. Crack in the world. I see the crack in the world. My body thinks it, sees the gaping crack in the world. My body does it for me to see blood flowing through the body crack. Body, send your rivers to the moon. Body, twist me to the source of the moon. It turns me under a wave. It sets up the structure to make a baby, then tears it down again. Architecture of womb body haunting me. Someone is always watching the ancient flow. It doubles up my mind. Ovum not fertilized, I see the crack in the world. Thoughts intersect in the body. He must not keep me down. Let me go my way alone tonight. No man to touch me. A slash in me. I see the slash in the world tonight. It keeps me whole, but divides me now. Out on land to bleed. Out on street to bleed. In the snow, blood. Oh, this is a South American song. Scent of oleander. Or this is a cactus song. Sing of a blood flower, a rose in the crotch. Oh, collapsible legs. My body enchanted me to this. My body demanded to this. It is endometrium shedding. I am compressed in the pressure of my heart. It is life pursuing the crack in the room. Between worlds, between thoughts, a vacant breath. Words won't do it. Ovum not fertilized, the man hasn't done it. I cover every contingency, the catty one, or Puritan walking in a fecund world. Words, sing to me of endometrium collapse. Words go down to my belly, back swelling to put my body next to the earth. This is periodic. It comes at the full moon. Let me go high in the night. No man to touch me. A slash in me. I feel a slash in the world tonight. Don't fathom my heart tonight, man. No one wants to be around this factory, this beautiful machine, but I shun your company anyway. My flexible body imagines the crack body with wind. See the crack in the universe. The curse, the glorious curse is upon me. Don't come to my house. Don't expect me at your door. I'm in my celibacy rags. My anthropocentric heart says there's a crack in the world tonight. It's a long woman's body. It's a break in the cycle of birth and death. It's a rapid proliferation of cells building up to die. I make up the world and kill it again and again. I offer my entrails to the moon. Oh, from that fertilized architecture, honeybee. Collapsible legs, you must carry the world. You get away from me. You keep your distance. I will overpower you with my scent of life and death. You who came through the crack in my world. You men who came out of me. Back off. Words come out of the belly, groaning as the world is pulled apart. Body,
enchanted to this body, elaborated on this body, took the measure of the woman to explain the fierceness of this time, walking on the periphery of the world. Oh, we'll close with verses for The New Amazing Grace. This was a project begun by Ed Sanders, the poet, editor, investigative poetics, gumshoe, and he invited poets all over the country to submit verses for The New Amazing Grace, which were put together in a large choral production. So these were my offerings for that project. Transport me, sweet vowels and consonants strengthen goddess poesy's legacy. We can go another key higher. The grace of all the bards who pen their words to transport me, sweet vowels and consonants strengthen goddess poesy's legacy. Heart pearls roll off the poet's tongues who chant in praise of love. Troubadours blessed with hearty lungs, esoterics sapped from above. Oh, Sappho's bite and Shakespeare's wit and Dante's mystical. Man's breath are etched in genetic spine. And if the planet ceased to spin, sad universe, oh silent dawn, ancient poetry's echoes will make a din, rekindle the primordial spark.
All writing decides a galaxy, All writing resounds planispheric history. Stars, stars, or stars, stars astound. Not be victim to satisfy appetite. All writing is in fact cut-ups. History will decide your heat of the world. Role model to cut foyels, every mother's nightmare. To rise up, outcry, inside, supply side. Get crackling on an earpiece, oligarchies of the world. Slice woes of women. A long delineation, longer than would be counted. This a whisper, enough of whisper to rise up and wiser streets of the world. Commission overheard a spin, a terrain, a soldiering one. She wanted to soldier out of here. She wanted the streets of the world to spin rubrics. Yes, yes, commerce. No, 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 tanks of the blown off world. Earth and rising beauties of the world. Cyborg offshore, a caw of major spills and elsewhere. No, no, better invite the Amazons in. Cut the dialect, the binary, the dear word so precious and forbidden. Dear futurist, dear stone. They use the machines to take the streets out of the streets of the world. Horizon, headwater, cut the cable. My beignets, my appetite, poor politics, poor polls. Reconstitute polis, ban exclusion of women, oh, women of the world. Systematic derangement of the casino scene. Cut in with drone lullaby, hallucination, seeing the street fighters reanimate the world. And poor our nuclear safe future. Poor to fight poor politics. Our man in rendition caged and cut the torture. Streets of the world arise to cut back forms, else mammals suffer. Show tablets, a paleolithic grab, all streets of the world. Twilight fields of discontent, all streets that shadow governments rise up to reason the world. Wounded galaxies, feminine discontent insists. Hear you, people of the world. What room the ghostlier golden light we reach to? Lines, demarcation. Assume worst has happened, deporting undesirables. His French gypsy purge, subject to strategy, poor politics.